Keep that music flowing. Up next is a debut release by Aaron Strassner Quartet. The album's called Haymarket Station, and we'll check into the track Amtrak.
Thank you.
You're listening to Modern Jazz Today. It's been a long time coming, but Serafin La Riviere is out with a new album called Unravel. We're going to check into the classic take on the a-ha tune, Take On Me. Then Kenny Polson's got a new album called Colors of Brazil. And we'll check into the classic tune, Caravan. Let's kick this off.
Talking. Day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Take on me. Take me on. And say it with me. It's so better to be safe than sorry.
queued up and ready to go for your listening pleasure is Sarah Jerome from her new album Dream Logic. We're going to listen to Fata Morgana.
Thank you.
You're tuned into Modern Jazz Today. Up next is female trombonist Shannon Gunn. The album's called Guns A-Blazin', and we're going to check into Missing Perspective. Let's dig in.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. As a pediatrician at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center, Taylor Merritt often sees kids struggling with heat illnesses. Some have mild cramps, but others suffer from heat exhaustion, heat stroke, or even rhabdomyolysis, which causes muscle breakdown. She says once, many members of the same youth football team came to the hospital together.
Some came to our emergency department, some were admitted on our hospital medicine floor, and then one even needed the intensive care unit.
The experience inspired her to research if heat-related illnesses in children are becoming more common as the climate warms. In a recent study, Merritt and her colleagues found that at two hospitals in Texas, the number of children coming into the ER with heat-related illnesses more than doubled between 2012 and 2023. She says children are especially at risk from heat, in part because they're less likely to take a break when they're too hot. To keep kids safe, outdoor activities can be limited to cooler parts of the day, and adults should monitor them for symptoms like dizziness or nausea. And Merritt stresses the importance of drinking water.
Kids playing on the playground, athletes especially, need to be hydrating appropriately to help prevent this.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. you keep CJSF independent.